yourself, to empower yourself. Do you always try to please others in order to gain acceptance from them? Sometimes this can lead you to unhappiness and depression. It's nice to care about other people's feelings, but you should understand that your needs are just as important. By giving more importance to others, you tend to ignore yourself as a special being. You could be considerate of others, and at the same time, you could just be yourself in order to maintain a personal balance in your life. Have you thought about being yourself? Being yourself is empowering yourself to improve your life and career. By being yourself, you build a strong foundation of your personality and attitude. You could realize or develop your full potential by being yourself. Here are some powerful tips to learn to be you. Be a unique person. Each one of us is unique in this world. You're different from all others. You have a personality and character. Your personality has its positive and negative sides. You'd feel comfortable with yourself if you accept yourself and feel safe to be who you are. Accepting yourself raises your self-confidence, so develop your individuality by accepting the fact that you are unique. Know yourself. You would know yourself if you get familiar with yourself. You must know yourself physically, psychologically, and socially, and in fact, you should know yourself in all aspects, in all entireties. Do you know how tall you are, how much you weigh, the color of your eyes, hair, etc.? You could look in a mirror and familiarize yourself to know yourself physically. How about your disposition? Are you friendly? Are you a person who likes to be left alone? What are your habits? What are your strengths and weaknesses? You would know yourself only by observing yourself. Assess yourself. Once you get familiar with yourself, try to evaluate yourself. While evaluating yourself, it's good to be open and honest. You could take the help of a close friend or relative to help you analyze and evaluate you as well. You'd be your own critic of how you look, the way you walk, dress, speak, behave, and so on. Being critical of yourself will help you improve on areas where you feel you need to change or get better. And respect yourself. You need to respect yourself first so you can learn to respect others. If you have some bad qualities and you're aware of it, you don't need to disrespect yourself or hate yourself. You don't need to condemn yourself for who you are. Learn to understand that no one's perfect. You could, on the other hand, look at the positive side of yourself and project yourself in positive ways while working on the negative aspects. Once you understand your uniqueness, get familiar with yourself. Assess and respect yourself. You'll be able to accept yourself. When you accept yourself, you become a powerful person.